Our scripture today is from the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. I know it says 4 to 5, but I added a couple. 4 to 7. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time together, for the love that you so generously share with us. We thank you for this word which we're about to share. And we pray that this word might be written upon our hearts and in our minds and shown in our actions. Dear Heavenly Father, we also pray for your mercy to be upon the expounding of the word. May it too be used for your glory, that your light may shine. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Hear now God's word. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption as children. Because you are his children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have long loved the Christmas season. And this particular scripture helps to really summarize in a particular way why I love this season. Now, our scripture today sounds very much like the nativity. But when the set time had fully come, Jesus sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Now, when we think of this born of a woman, of course, we think of born of Mary. When we think of born of Mary, we think of Christmas time. But Paul's talking about born of a woman here so much bigger than Christmas time. I was talking with someone at the other church today. He was asking how things were going. And I said, wonderful and stressful all at the same time. You know, and to me that seems like Christmas time. And at Christmas time, you don't want any problems to happen. I wish that I could find the eyes of this world, wherever those eyes are, look into the eyes and say, it's Christmas time, please, no problems. Because it seems like we have enough with the planning, the decorations, the cookies, getting everything right and perfect. And if things are right and perfect, we say Christmas can be ruined. But then I read scriptures like this. It reminds me that Christmas is never supposed to be celebrated on one day. That the truth of Christmas time is never supposed to be remembered only on December 25th. That when we think of born of a woman, we think of Mary, but what Paul meant was something so much bigger. That it brings out the truth that Christmas, and the truth of Christmas is so much bigger than just December 25th. What Jesus was saying, or what Paul was saying when he said that Jesus is born of a woman, what he was talking about is that Jesus' experience is something that we've all experienced. Now, I would like you to, if you would, raise your hand anyone who was not born of a woman. Sophia raised her hand. Oh, there's Gavin too. Gavin's raising his hand. Not born of a woman. Now, of course, the truth is that 99% of all people in the world are born of a woman. It's just the truth of it. Things happen. I don't know. Yeah, things like that. And so I never want to assume anymore. But the vast majority are born of a woman. Now, I'm going to step away from this illustration for a moment and give you another illustration, and then we'll come back. So it might seem a bit jarring. Raise your hand if you've ever had a headache. Headache. At any point in your life, have ever had a headache. There were people in the other service who did not raise their hand. God bless them. Raise your hand if you have, at any point in your life, had a migraine. Migraines. Okay, less hands. I have only had one in my life, and praise God, I've never had another. Now, my mom has had migraines throughout her entire life. How many of you who have had migraines have had get migraines on a pretty regular basis? So regular basis, I'm saying, let's start with 6 times a year. I consider 6 times a year of a migraine a regular basis. Migraine, we got one. Johnny gets migraines, not maybe not regular, but they're frequent enough. 12 times a year? Yeah, you're at 12. 24 times a year? 24, good. It's not good. So that's like twice a month. Right. 3, 4? How many you get, Sharon? Okay. Good. Praise God for menopause. Sharon used to get them several times a week, but it went away with menopause. Now, I have learned, my mom used to get constant migraines and constant, I'm saying, 3 or 4 times a month. And they were very awful things for her, and because they were awful things for her, they were awful things for the family. They were very, very, very difficult to help her in any way. But one of the quote-unquote atrocities, too strong of a word, that I have experienced concerning my mom with migraines is that my mom says, I'm having a migraine, and you know, her day is shot after that. And some well-meaning person comes up to her and says, yeah, I've had bad headaches too. I completely understand. Anyone who has a migraine and the same person who's had a headache understands that they are two very different animals and that it is very difficult to understand what a person feels like going through a migraine if all you've experienced is a headache. And it reminds me in life that sometimes when someone comes up to us and shares something that they're going through, a terrible, awful thing, and then the other person, well-meaning, says, I understand. Sometimes I think that that phrase, as well-meaning as it is sometimes also not always correct. Can we truly understand the pain that the other person is going through if we have not gone through that exact pain ourselves? And the truth be told, we have not gone through that exact pain ourselves. We can understand. Two people who have had migraines can at least somewhat understand what that pain is like. My brother also has migraines. He is one of the 1 percentile in the entire world, and he has at least 3 migraines a week. And he cannot get rid of them. Nothing that they do can help him. They gave him a pill that knocks him out, helps him sleep. That's where he gets his relief. I cannot understand living with that kind of pain. I don't know what that is like. And having someone say, I understand you, seems nice, but oftentimes is easily doubted. We've heard the phrase, right, to walk a mile in a person's shoes. Before you ever say, I understand, at least try to understand where they're coming from, what they've experienced, what life is like, who they are, how they were raised. But how difficult is it truly to walk a mile in a person's shoes? Can I understand what another person's life is like if my upbringing was totally different? Taking it literally, how difficult is it? I wear a size 10.5. My wife wears a size 6. I try to walk a mile in her shoes. My toes are going to hurt. But truly, if I try to understand what it's like for her life, her upbringing, her point of view, truth is I don't think I can not completely understand what another person is truly going through. So then what's the point? Well, the point is just being there. Sometimes we don't have to truly understand. But just listen. Just hear what it is they're saying. Understand the pain that might exist there, not truly understanding that pain, but truly understanding that you love them. Sitting with them. Taking the time to try to understand. That's what I love about Christmas. What I love about Christmas is this. We worship a God who has created the heavens and the earth with a word. We have worship a God who has wanted and needed for absolutely nothing. We have worship for a God who demands of us obedience and love and patience. Can we truly understand what it means to be God? Absolutely not. We have lived a life where we have needed everything, have wanted for something, are dependent in life, and God is completely independent of everything. What Paul was saying, but when time has been fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman. What we celebrate on Christmas time is, do you see that child being held by his mother? We celebrate a God who was held by his mother. We celebrate Jesus who needed and was dependent upon everything. Who needed to be fed at night or he would die. Who needed to be swaddled when he was cold or he would shiver. We follow a God who does understand what it means to be human. Who does understand what it means to be hungry, tired, lonely. The gift that we're given on Christmas Day through the love of Jesus Christ is understanding. That we, when we rend our heart to God and our pain, Jesus holds us tight and says, I'm never going to leave you. And I know that pain. Christmas time, that truth that comes to us, is not just a truth for one day, but it's a truth for all times. It's a truth that can't be destroyed by bad experiences, but a truth that should help us get through those difficult times. Jesus saying, I know, and I'm here. I love Christmas because it reminds us that God is nearer to us, nearer than we ever knew. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that. And I thank God for that. I leave you with this benediction. Grant us, O God, a mind to meditate on you. Eyes to behold you, and ears to listen for your word, a heart to love you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Go in peace, knowing that we worship Christ today and always.